That is the place, my lord. Could my lord enter? The tyranny of the open night's too rough for nature to endure.
Let me alone.
Could my lord enter here?
Wilt break my heart?
I had rather break mine own. Good, my lord, enter.
Thou thinkst 'tis much that this contentious storm invades us to the skin. So 'tis to thee. But where the greater malady is fixed, the lesser is scarce felt. Thou'lt shun a bear, but if thy flight lay toward the roaring sea, thou'lt meet the bear in the mouth. When the mind's free, the body's delicate. The tempest in my mind doth from my senses take all feeling else, save what beats there, filial ingratitude. Is it not as this mouth should tear this hand for lifting food to it? But I will punish home now, I will weep no more. In such a night to shut me out, pour on, I will endure. In such a night as this, oh, Regan, Goneril, your old kind father, whose frank heart gave all... Oh, that way madness lies, let me shun that no more of that.
Oh, my lord, enter here.
Prithee, go in thyself, seek thine own ease. This tempest will not give me leave to ponder on things would hurt me more. But I'll go in, boy. Go first. Oh, you houseless poverty. Nay, get thee in. I'll pray and then I'll sleep. Poor naked wretches, wheresoe'er you are that bide the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless heads and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? Oh, I have taken too little care of this. Take physic, pomp. Expose thyself to feel what wretches feel, that thou mayst shake the superflux to them and show the heavens more just.
Father, but half!
Come not in here, Nuncle. Here's a spirit. Help me, help me.
Give me thy hand. Who's there?
A spirit, a spirit. He says his name's poor Tom.
Not thou to scrumble there in the straw. Come forth.
Why?
The foul fiend follows me. Through the sharp hawthorn blow the winds. Go to thy bed and warm thee.
Didst thou give all to thy daughters and art thou come to this?
Who gives anything to poor Tom, whom the foul fiend hath led through fire and through flame, through ford and whirlpool, o'er bog and quagmire, that hath laid knives under his pillow and halters in his pew, set ratsbane by his porridge, made him proud of heart to ride on a bay-trotting horse over four-inched bridges to course his own shadow for a traitor?
Tom's cold. Oh, Dodie, Dodie, Dodie.
Bless thee from whirlwinds, star blasting and taking.
Do poor Tom some charity, and the foul fiend vexes.
There could I have him now, and there, and there again, and there.
As his daughters brought him to this pass, couldst thou save nothing? Wouldst thou give him all?
Nay, he reserved a blanket, else we'd been all shamed.
Now all the plagues that in the pendulous air hang fated o'er men's faults light on thy daughters.
He hath no daughters, sir.
Death, traitor! Nothing could have subdued nature to such a lowness but his unkind daughters. Is it the fashion that discarded fathers should have thus little mercy on their flesh? Judicious punishment, 'twas this flesh begot those pelican daughters.
Pelicock, saddle pelicock, hell! Hallo, hallo, Lulu!
This cold night will turn us all to fools and madmen.
Take heed of the foul fiend. Obey thy parents.
Some heart, light of ear, bloody of hand.
Hog in sloth, fox in stealth, wolf in greediness, dog in madness, lion in prey. Let not the creaking of shoes nor a rustling of silks betray thy poor heart to woman. Keep thy foot out of brothels, thy hand out of plackets, thy pen from lenders' books, and defy the foul fiend.
Still through the hawthorn blows the cold wind.
Says suum, man, none. Dolphin! My boy, boy, says ah! Let him drop by.
Thou art better in a grave than to answer with thy uncovered body this extremity of the skies. Is man no more than this? Consider him well. Thou owest the worm no silk, the beast no hide, the sheep no wool, the cat no perfume. Here's Threon's are sophisticated. Thou art the thing itself. Unaccommodated man is no more. But such a poor, bare, forked animal as thou art.
Fuel lendings, come and trample here!
Oh, prithee, Nuncle, be contented. 'Tis a naughty night to swim in. Now, a little fire in a wild field were like an old lecher's heart. A small spark, all the rest on's body cold. Look, here comes a walking fire.
This is the foul flibbertigibbet. He begins at curfew and walks till the first cock. He gives the web and the pin, squints the eye, and makes the hare lip, mildews the white wheat, and hurts the poor creature of earth. Swiveled footed thrice the old, he met the nightmare and a ninefold, but in a light and a troth plight, and a roint thee, witch, a roint thee!
How fares your grace?
What's he?
Who's there? What is you seek?
What are you there? Your name?
Poor Tom, that eats the swimming frog, the toad, the tadpole, the walnut and the water, that in the fury of his heart when the foul fiend rages eats cow dung for salads, swallows the old rat and the ditch dog, drinks the green mantle of the standing pool, who is whipped from tithing to tithing and stock punished and imprisoned, who hath had 3 suits to his back, 6 shirts to his body, horse to ride and weapon to wear, but mice and rats and such small deer have been Tom's food for 7 long year. Beware my follower, peace, smoke, and peace, thou fiend.
What, hath your grace no better come?
Oh, the Prince of Darkness is a gentleman. Modo he's called, and Mau.
Our flesh and blood, my lord, is grown so vile that it doth hate what gets it.
Poor Tom's a colt.
Go in with me. My duty cannot suffer to obey in all your daughter's hard commands, though their injunction be to bar my doors and let this tyrannous night take hold upon you, yet have I ventured to come seek you out and bring you where both fire and food is ready.
First let me talk with this philosopher. What is the cause of thunder?
Could my lord take his offer, go into the house?
Halt. Talk a word with this same learned Theban. What is your study?
How to prevent the fiend and to kill vermin.
Let me ask you one word in private.
Pushing him once more to go, my lord, his wits begin to unsettle. Canst thou blame him? His daughters seek his death. That good Kent, he said it would be thus, poor banished man. Thou sayest the king grows mad. I'll tell thee, friend, I am almost mad myself. I had a son. Now, outlawed from my blood, he sought my life. But lately, very late, I loved him, friend. No father, his son, dearer. True to tell thee, the grief hath crazed my wits. What a night's this. I do beseech your grace.
Oh, cry you mercy, sir. Noble philosopher, your company.
Tom's a cold.
In, fellow, there, into the hovel. Keep thee warm.
Come, let's in all.
This way, my lord.
With him. I will keep still with my philosopher.
Good, my lord, soothe him. Let him take the fellow. Take him you are. Zerah, come up. Go along with us.
Come, good Athenian.
No words, no words. Hush.
Child Roland to the dark tower came. His word was still fie foe and fun. I smell the blood of a British man.